Welcome to the Burden and Blessing Podcast, a study and discussion forum on the truth of God's Word. Our Word of the Week takes an in-depth look at important Bible words so we might increase and deepen our understanding of God's Word of Truth. We pray that these brief studies will enable you to get more out of your daily reading and hearing of God's Holy Word.
Welcome back to Burden and Blessing and the Word of the Week. I'm Pastor Rob Sowers. Our word this week is actually three words, the three omnis that we use to describe certain attributes of God. Those three omnis are omnipotence, omniscience, and omnipresence. That prefix omni that begins all three of these words comes from the Latin omnis, which means all or of all things. With the first word, omnipotent, you can hear that word potent at the end there, so our first word describes the fact that God is all-powerful. There are many places in Scripture we can turn to establish this fact. Let's go right to the beginning. Genesis 1:1. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The fact that God created everything is a demonstration of His power, His supremacy over everything. We can look also to passages like Job 42:2. I know that you can do everything, and that no purpose of yours can be withheld from you. Or consider Jeremiah's words in Jeremiah 32:17. Ah, Lord God, behold, you have made the heavens and the earth by your great power and outstretched arm. There is nothing too hard for you. In Matthew 19:26, Jesus tells his disciples that with God all things are possible. And Revelation 19, verse 6 actually uses that word omnipotent, at least in the New King James Version, where John writes, And I heard, as it were, the voice of a great multitude, as a sound of many waters and as the sound of mighty thundering, saying, Alleluia, for the Lord God omnipotent reigns. Our second omni is omniscience. The end of that word is spelled like science, which of course has to do with knowledge, so this one means that God is all-knowing. The Bible repeatedly tells us that God knows everything. In Job 37:16, God asks Job, Do you know how the clouds are balanced, those wondrous works of Him who is perfect in knowledge? Psalm 147:5 declares, Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding is infinite. His knowledge of each one of us is perfect too, as Psalm 139 verses 1 through 4 declares. O Lord, you have searched me and know me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways, for there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. Finally, we have God's omnipresence. This means that God is present everywhere. In Psalm 139, verses 7 through 10, the psalmist says, Where can I go from your spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. God asks Jeremiah in Jeremiah 23:24, Can anyone hide himself in secret places, so I shall not see him, says the Lord? Do I not fill heaven and earth, says the Lord? These, of course, are rhetorical questions with obvious answers. Of course there is no place where one can hide from God, because God does indeed fill heaven and earth. So God is all-powerful, He's all-knowing, He's present everywhere. The Scriptures make this clear. And if we consider our sinfulness, these are frightening facts. If God knows everything, that means that He knows every single one of my sins. Every single one of those sins that are hidden from everyone else. He knows every single one of those sinful thoughts that never make it out of my mind, but He knows. He knows how many times that even I've done good things, things that would be pleasing to Him, but He knows that I've done them with the wrong motives. He knows it all. The fact that God is always present with us, it means that He sees everything that we do. It means that He sees all of the sins that we commit, again, even those ones that nobody else sees. And if God is all-powerful, that means that He can simply wipe me out because of my sin. He can simply send me to hell like I deserve, and there is not a thing that I can do about it. But the scriptures also reveal to us that God is loving, he's merciful, he's long-suffering. Those attributes caused our God in his perfect wisdom to plan out that way of salvation for us sinners from the foundation of the world. Jesus came to fulfill God's law for us and to credit us with his righteousness. He came to die, to make that payment for all of our sins. And because of this, these three attributes of God don't have to be terrifying. They're actually a comfort to us. In his omniscience, God knows everything about us. He knows all of our wants. He knows all of our needs. In his omnipotence, then, because of his love for us, he uses that power to provide for us what is best for our eternal salvation according to that perfect wisdom of our needs and our wants. His omnipresence is a comfort to us believers, too, because he's always right there with us. He's there to hear our prayers. He's there to provide for us. He's there to protect us. In God's great love for us, he uses these three great attributes for our benefit. So praise be to our all-powerful, all-knowing, and always present God. Thanks for listening.
We encourage you to listen for a new word each week on Burden and Blessing Podcast, where we believe and confess that every word of God is true. Until next week, be assured that God's word is truth and is more precious than gold.